The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be given by Senior Assistant Teacher and our Eno, Reverend Jenny Smith.
So here we are in the middle. If I think hard about it, I can name the day of the week. But it just feels like we're well into it. Melissa Roshi's first talk on the evening after our walk, she described the four phases of a kalpa and compared sesshin. And I don't remember exactly what the four phases were, but I like that image that we came into being and everything was a little bit messy, and then we are abiding. We've kind of settled in and smoothed out, learned how to walk together and eat together, chant together. And it's just the middle. We can just go on living like this. Like a puppy grew into her big feet and got graceful. We have all of our common experiences, which are mentioned, the eating, the chanting, the walking. We hear the same talks. We feel the same weather. And then we have our private experiences. Even while we're hearing the same talk, we all hear very different talks, because all the paths we took to get here are here too. And sitting on our own cushions, with our own experiences of each moment, memories and thoughts and aches and pains. We really don't know if they're our own or if they are common experiences. Sometimes thoughts are just here in the environment and you walk through them and they enter your mind. I like the middle. I'm comparing this, of course, to the path I took to get here. Numerous other sesshin, and then I have this image of how how it comes together and how it is and how it comes apart. And this extra long session in summer, we have time to get steady, get graceful, settle in, time to abide in the middle. Together, and we have all made this big commitment to do this practice together and support each other. And it's amazing that we could find each other. That we can do this. It's precious time. Now is precious time. This is nourishing to us and works on us, and we may not know how or why. But we clearly know it because we've all made this commitment. In the middle of our world on fire. And this is one way that we are nourished. And I think our being here is a way of the world taking care of itself, too. We don't know how far our practice ripples out. So, let us abide here together. Thank you.